The Wedding Day by Ryan Duncan. Read by Sean McAvoy. Isaiah 62, 5 and 6. As a young man marries a maiden, so will your sons marry you. As a bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so will your God rejoice over you. Last weekend, one of my best friends got married. The wedding took place outside at their old college, the place where the two had first met. A few of the groom's friends and I helped raise a white tent on one of the school's grassy fields, while the bridesmaids rushed back and forth setting tables, adjusting flowers, and making everything look just right. The ceremony was beautiful. The bride and groom received their parents' blessing, exchanged vows, and kissed with loud applause from the audience. For me, though, the best part came during the reception when the bride and groom had their first dance. As I sat there watching my friend and his wife dance to "You're Beautiful" by Phil Wickham, it struck me why Jesus often used weddings to describe the kingdom of God. You see, in that moment, the only thing that mattered to the two of them was each other. It didn't matter that the road to marriage had been crazy, stressful, and hard. It didn't matter that the weather wasn't perfect or that they had to wait a few days for their honeymoon. The only thing that mattered to my friend was holding the woman he loved in his arms and knowing that she loved him in return. Life really is like a wedding banquet. The time leading up to the ceremony will be chock full of mistakes and uncertainty, and there will be moments when we're unsure if we can live up to Christ's expectations. But if we continue to believe in Christ, then on the day when we stand before Him, we will realize that none of those mistakes matter anymore. All that will matter is that He loves us, and we love Him in return. Intersecting faith and life. Married couples, take a moment to appreciate your spouse and reflect on Christ's blessing in your life. And for further reading, check out Jeremiah 33:11.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to Crosswalk.com.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.